The Norwalk Land Trust said in a statement that its decision to rescind the contract was made, quote, after it became clear the contract was unenforceable, end quote. Supporters wanted to preserve the peninsular property to protect a surrounding tidal estuary in Rowayton. But the property isn't a private housing association, and the majority of its members voted against the plan. The Land Trust said it even received several legal threats. Property owner Bruce Beinfield said he wasn't informed of the Land Trust decision.
I think it's unfortunate that this was not able to go through as planned.
It might not be the end of the matter. Beinfield has an alternative plan, one where a house could be built on the property and the far tip of the causeway preserved for birds. The Land Trust said it hoped to recoup its $100,000 non-refundable deposit. Beinfield said he will refund the money, given the circumstances. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.